Oh, Hit FM this morning. Goodness. Sorry, Cass. I'm getting it. Well, winter's coming back and getting a little sniffly. Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie this morning. 6:24.
Mate, you might need a hanky.
That's a bit old school. A little bit old school, mate.
Okay, well, I'm here to do a PSA to tell you, my friend, that hankies could be, and I reckon they are, making a comeback.
Not. No, they're not. That's disgusting.
Okay, do you think they're gross?
Yes.
Why? Give me your two. I'll give you three reasons.
I'll give you one reason why they're disgusting, right? When I snot in something, it goes in the bin or down the toilet. That's it. I don't want it sitting in my pocket right next to everything else that I use.
For the purpose of recycling.
No.
And for the ecosystem.
Paper decomposes, Cass.
I know, but I'm just trying to say that sometimes people blow on other things too. You never know what happens.
What? Blow on?
Yes. Blow. You know, gets rid of their mucus on other things. You never know where it can go.
Oh, right.
People do it in the ocean. I know that doesn't affect anybody else, but if I'm sitting right next to someone, that's still gross.
Yeah, absolutely right. I blow on other things too, and it does that too. Come
on. Bodge.
Yep.
I got offered a hanky the other day by a friend who was around our age.
Right.
They gave me a hanky, and I literally haven't seen a hanky for so long. My dad uses them. Both of my grandfathers used them, but they're the only people I really know. One of my uncles even would pay out of my dad and be like, that's actually gross. Like, I don't know why I still use that. Dad has probably the last 10 years stopped having one in his jeans, but literally for my whole childhood, he always had one. Whenever one of us was sick, it was always right there and it was easy. And this friend of mine actually gave me one the other day because I was like, oh, does anyone have a tissue? We ran out. And she was like, oh, you can use this if you want, because it's clean. I haven't used it. But the only thing that went through my head was, and to be honest, I'm actually all for the hankies coming back. But the only thing is, when she offered me one, I was like, I actually said, oh no, that's okay. And it was because I was like, well, your snot's been on that. Like, I don't know if I want to then go use it. Like, I know it's been washed and everything, but what if it was a cold wash?
You don't need anyone for a conversation, do you?
You're not even listening to me.
I am listening to you. I'm just saying, I was having a sniffle. I'm not going to go back to a hanky because it's not the 1800s.
Okay.
It's the same as when my nana, she used to say, we didn't have, pads and tampons and things back in the day.
We are not going to rags.
We shoved a rag down there. That's why it's called having your rag. You don't do it because it's disgusting.
Okay. That is completely different from blowing your nose. Don't you make a comment on this.
Why not?
Because you don't get one.
Why not?
Because you don't get one?
Why don't I get one? I lived with four women for most of my life.
Yeah,
three sisters and my mum. I know all about it.
I'm not saying you don't know about it, but I'm saying you wouldn't know how it feels to have a rag there.
It doesn't matter how it feels. It shouldn't be there because it's unhygienic is the point.
Okay, so you're saying hankies is the same thing.
Sorry, are you saying that my genitalia defines which gender
Why don't you sit there and put more words into my mouth? Dude, the point that I'm making here is hankies, do you think that they should come back because of their handiness?
No.
Dude, also some people look good with them.
Yeah, as a fashion item, yes, like a cravat.
Can I tell you something? I feel like we should be adaptable. I feel like we need to change. And I think that I won't call my dad gross if he has a hanky in his pocket anymore. Get up
with Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Hit FM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Cass, something happened at the soccer.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that every Liverpool fan who is a Liverpool fan decided they'd go, oh, we won, we're the champions for the sixth time. Oh.
Okay, you're not a Liverpool fan?
No, I'm a West Ham fan. We always lose.
Yeah, well.
But at least I got some English heritage. There's nothing worse than, and I used to see this all the time when I used to go and actually watch the games at the pub, is you see all these fanatics, and they're all Liverpool or Arsenal or Chelsea or Manchester United, all the big teams. And then they start chanting, all of a sudden they're English, out of nowhere. Something magical happens and their accents change.
I think it's the power of football.
Champions of Europe, you know who we are. And it's like, well, hang on a second, you weren't English before.
All of a sudden,
you're turned into a pom.
After a couple of beers, I feel like anything can happen. Do you know what I mean?
I think they just want to be something they're not.
Oh, rightio. All right. Well, look, streaking has happened at the Champions League. Now, it's, you know, everyone gets that, you know, kind of not overly good looking guy or girl who goes onto the field and has a streak.
I like that when it's a guy that's doing it in any sport, he'll get tackled straight away. No one gives a crap. If it's a woman, they gently just put their arm around her and then
I've seen a streaker who was a guy who didn't get tackled, who got handcuffed, and his willy was out and it was gross. Yeah. Wish he got tackled.
Big Willy?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
I still think the best one, Andrew Simons in the cricket. I can't remember which game. I was watching it, but I just can't remember for the life of me which game it was.
Yeah.
And he came out. Was he a streaker or was he just like someone that ran out onto the field?
Like a super fan.
Anyway, he just put his arms out and clotheslined him.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think he just, like, ran out onto the field. I don't think he was streaking. I could be wrong.
Well, this girl was only 22 years old. She's a girlfriend of this YouTuber. I cannot say his name.
Yeah, weird Russian
Vitaly Zorovsky. That was kind of good. Yeah. Right? Her name is Kinsky Wolanski, and I feel like they just sound really similar, but they're not married or anything. She only had 230,000 Instagram followers. And after this streaking episode, she now has over 2 million.
Of course.
I think she's done this for the followers, obviously. Like, there's no other reason she would have done this. She wasn't nude, I should mention. She was in this G-Banger one piece that was kind of like a black Baywatch one piece.
What's her name?
Vitaly, like Italy, but with a V.
Yep.
Z-D-O-R. She'll come up. Just type in Super League.
I've already found it. It's not her, though. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, sorry, yeah. There was a swear word. That didn't think that
oh,
was going
goodness,
be
all right. You found yeah, it? Yeah, you found some photos? Her. Look, she just came off the side of the pitch, somehow got through the security there, and leprechauned over onto the field and started running, and all the Liverpool players, and everyone's just kind of like looking at her. And when they were about to get her, there's one photo that I saw that was kind of hilarious. Yeah, she just kind of looked at them, put up her hands, and was like, ah. Well, but the best bit about it is, I'm sorry, like, her boobs are about to pop out at them, so I don't know.
Apparently the boyfriend's like a mad prankster. I'm just looking at his Instagram now. It just says, since I'm banned from every stadium, I had to come see my beautiful girlfriend's booty streaking Champions League finals in disguise. So I'm guessing this isn't the first time I've done it. Oh, look, there's a beautiful picture there, really nice romantic one of him and his four girlfriends.
He has four girlfriends now.
New video, now live on blah, 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 blah,
blah. Does it say four girlfriends?
Well, no, but I'm assuming because of what they're wearing and what they're doing with him that they might all have a close relationship.
So this old mate, the boyfriend, is a Russian-American YouTuber. He's best known for his Vitalized TV. I've never heard of that. But basically, he gets like billions of views. He's probably done the streaking stuff before. He is banned from it. And then whilst I saw a video of the girlfriend running across the pitch, right, Bodge?
Yeah.
And he's screaming out, that's my effing girlfriend. That's my effing girlfriend. He's like so proud, shouting it as she's running in the middle of the field.
Stupid thing to do.
Can I tell you, he's sitting there literally so proud, boasting, boasting, boasting. This girl gets arrested and then walks off. But you know what the shameful thing is? No one covers her up. They just like walk her off like as she's come out, which fair enough. She was happy enough to do it in the first place. But to be honest, I think that's one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I mean, what do you do, mate? What do you do, hey? You just keep watching the game. I wasn't up. It was 5, 6 a.m. Couldn't be stuffed doing that. Well, it was a day off.
Well, can I tell you, if I was one of the players, I'd actually be super peeved. Like, I would not be copping it at all because you're in the middle of a game, mate. Unless, of course, you're the centre midfield and you're running around a lot and you needed a break, whatever. Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
And welcome back after the long weekend, the long dark night. It is Dean McCarthy. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, guys.
Dean, you have got the juice this morning. Kimmy K, her whole legal thing that she's trying to do right now and get some inmates out of death row is backfiring. What's happening?
It is backfiring. Here's the deal, right? So we've talked about Kim and her, you know, crusade before. She's getting people freed from jail who've got really intense convictions in comparison to what they did. Okay, so we know they're guilty, but they're in jail for life for something quite minor. That's the deal. Now she's taking on a new challenge. She's trying to get a guy who is convicted of murder. He's on death row. She's trying to get him proven innocent. Now, his alleged murders are very, 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 very upsetting. It's very intense what happened. Multiple people, like, it's really fun. So the victim's families are very upset with Kim, of course, thinking that she's trying to get a murderer out on the streets, right?
Yeah.
But Kim is trying to get him proven innocent, so she's brought in forensic teams, extra lawyers, to find evidence to try and prove he didn't do it, because they've got new ways and new technologies to kind of look up, you know, things like DNA and that kind of thing now, rather than they did 30 years ago, right? So stay tuned. If she proves that he is innocent, that would be so epic.
But she, like, she's some kind of Inspector Morse or something. Like, I don't understand. Like, she must have like a little nugget. A little nugget of information that's making her go, do you know what? She's like House. She knows it's not lupus. She knows what the disease is, but she's waiting for everyone else to find out.
Look,
crazy. I don't know why she's so set on this particular case, but she's just, I don't know. It's just fascinating, new side of her.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's given up facials. I saw a tweet. She was like, I've given up facials and I've given up. Hold on. Oh. And I've given up everything like that, like all her beauty stuff, to go and study, which I don't know if I fully believe, because she did a Snapchat the other day. Anyway, we won't get into it. We'll see what happens with that, Dean. That's going to be crazy.
Dean, I got sidetracked. She said facials. And
I get it.
Oh, yeah. What was the next one, Kat?
You're so bad.
Come on.
Okay, Dean, the LAPD, they're starting a different kind of training at the moment. What's all this about?
Okay, so this is fascinating. The LAPD, there's an epidemic in LA at the moment. Celebrities, high-profile people are getting robbed a lot because people know where they live and people know what's inside their house. Why? Because of social media. So you've got these rappers and these basketballers, you know, posting photos of their $150,000 watches inside their house, and so burglars know what's there. So the LAPD are doing training courses with athletes, particularly new athletes, to teach them how they can be smarter and safer. And step one, don't post videos of your $150,000 watch on Instagram, because people know that you've got a $150,000 watch in your house that can try and break in. So it's really that simple. But you know what? Rich people problem.
Yeah. We're never going to have to worry about that.
I was going to say,
I'm not worried about that right
very,
now.
Very flashy all over social media. It is true, but can't believe the LAPD are getting involved. This is classic. Classic America.
Yeah. Hey, Dean, thank you so much, mate. We'll chat to you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.
Bye,
Dean.
See you,
Dean. Get up with Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Cass and Bodge on Hit for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. I really like meat.
I know you do. And look, I'm a Greek and you're a quarter Greek. And we definitely...
Well, I'm just human.
I actually went to a meat factory yesterday, and I got some great deals as well. Like, just a low-key thing. Like,
so
that's how
Greek.
Much... I know. It was like an outing.
Do you walk past, like, concrete on the floor that's done really, really well and just sort of cry a little bit and just go, this is beautiful?
No.
I've seen so many...
that is so not
I've
what
seen
happens.
So many old Greek men who've worked in concreting their whole life. They walk past, like, something that's concreted well, and they cry. They just... It's so beautiful.
Like one glistening tear.
Yeah. Hey, but the reason we're talking about meat is because there was a vegan protest.
Yes.
Now, that's okay. Yeah, that's I can understand it.
I have friends who are vegan.
I told you before I wanted to try veganism, and then we both laughed.
And I politely told you while I was in hysterics that this is the worst idea you've ever had. Cass, did you hear about the new burger? Nah, it won't happen.
Well, to be fair, the menu that we saw was really good.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm just saying vegan for you is not a good idea, because I don't think you'd do it justice, right?
Yeah, okay.
But some vegans actually on Saturday over the weekend here in Port Macquarie did a peaceful, they're calling it, vegan protest.
Now, I read about this in the Port News. Tracy done an article on it, and I was having a look at it, and because you sent me the link to it, and I was like, wow, fair enough. Like, it looked nice. I thought it looked okay.
To be honest, I actually think it's quite aesthetically pleasing.
Well, that forecourt's been used for lots of different sort of chalk stuff in the past. I don't see it.
And
as a
if
big
you don't
deal.
Know what we're talking about, it's on Hay Street in the forecourt in Port Macquarie now.
Is it still there? Because I think there was a touch of rain last night, so I don't think there'd be much there.
I don't think there might be a little bit of excess colour, but it's like, look, it's very picturesque. Like, it's got heaps of colour. It's got things like, you know, in a world where you can be anything, be kind, go vegan. Other one is tofu never screams. Which I think is kind of funny.
What is tofu?
Tofu.
I've had it before.
I honestly don't know how to explain it. I think it's made from Oh, God, I should know this.
Well, our friend Lauren cooks with it all the time, and she somehow makes it taste edible. I don't know how she does it. I think she puts, like, special seasonings on it to make it taste less rubbery.
Yeah, and, oh, soya beans.
All right.
That's what it's made from.
Know. I'm glad you looked that up, though. I am glad you
looked
that up.
You know, you're welcome. It was really doing my head in. So tofu's made from soya beans. I don't know if that's the point of what I'm trying to say here. Yeah. But, yeah, another thing you said is vegans for health, animals. Like, it's just, it's basically got, every little person there has gone and written their own little section.
Right.
And there was no people there protesting, though.
So what are we doing? Are we asking people to whether they think that this is the way to protest? Is that what we should do?
I think so. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you think that this is considered a peaceful protest, if you think it's tasteful. Now, if you think there's another way that they could have done it, or you don't agree with what they've done here, they should actually stand there and, yeah, I guess protest, then also give us a call as well. Or if you saw it, I didn't actually see it. Well, did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. No, I didn't go out much this weekend.
Okay, well, yeah.
I worked and then I went home and then I potted like an old man. Potted around the house.
If you weren't pottering like Bodge and you saw the peaceful protest, 13-16
yeah, let us know.
Well.
13-16.
But also, Bodge, I just want to also say that people were split. Some people said it was a passive and kind way to get a message across. Others did say that it's not well done, that this is a beautiful square and it looks messy. So what is your opinion, Bodge?
I think it was fine. I wasn't there, didn't see it, but it's chalk. I mean, come on. I see people tagging up with, like, spray paint, stuff like that, and that's there for keeps.
Yeah, and look, and in my opinion, it's not spray paint, it's chalk. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it got shoppers stopped.
Well,
like, they were stopping on their way in to read the message.
Well, let's wrap this up. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. But good, bad, okay, not good, whatever you want to call it. I mean, let us know.
Hit review. The S is silent because we can't swear on radio.
We don't normally do this till Thursday, but I thought even if I've got to buy the tickets, we'll give some tickets away. Because
should we buy one each?
we'll buy one each. So let's do a film and let's go recent, I think. All right, okay. There's this bloke.
Yes.
And he's part Indian. Oh, God. Hang on.
God.
I hope he is. Anyway, doesn't matter. Great big massive teeth on him as well. Does not look very good. The teeth look horrendous.
I did this the other week.
Did you?
Nah, just kidding.
Don't say
sorry,
that.
Sorry.
Anyway, 13, 12, 16, when you know what this is, we do this on a Thursday. It's called Hit Review. You could win yourself two tickets to Majestic Cinema, just by the way.
When you know what Bodge is talking about, give us a call.
So, what he is he can sing quite well. He's not much to look at, but somehow he gets better looking with age. And he sports a really nice moustache down the track, all these different hairstyles. He can sing quite well. I mean, I'm not going to knock him.
Don't knock him.
He's a gay fella as well. What else does he do? I mean, he's got a bandmate with really big curly hair. Let's just take a random caller.
All right.
Hello, good morning. Who are you?
Yeah, hi, my name's Janine. How are you?
Janine, look, I'll tell you how I am. A little bit grumpy this morning, pal, because nothing's working here. So we thought we'd give tickets away. So we're going to give you tickets if you get this right.
All right. What do you reckon it is, Janine?
Is it Bohemian Rhapsody?
You.
It was Bohemian Rhapsody. Did you go and see the film?
Sure did. I went and bought it, and I think I've seen it about four times now.
It is a very, very emotional film. How good is that end scene? They did nearly the whole Live Aid performance scene by scene.
It's amazing.
Have you gone and seen a Rocket Man, which is out now?
Not yet.
Is it on your list?
Yes.
Apparently it is just as incredible, although the critics have said Bohemian Rhapsody pulls a little further out, a little better.
I mean, critics, honestly, some of them were knocking Bohemian Rhapsody.
It depends who you love more. But Janine, what we could do, we'll give you two tickets to Majestic Cinemas. We'll get you stay on the line. And is there any other flicks apart from Rocket Man you're keen to see at the moment? Maybe you're a Detective Pikachu fan.
Maybe you're an Aladdin fan.
No, definitely not. No, not a Pikachu fan.
You're not a Pikachu fan.
Rocket Man's next on the list.
Yeah, that's all we want to hear. All right, mate, stay on the line. We'll grab
your
deets.
Happy Monday.
In just a sec. See, there you go, Cass. We don't need George Columbaris.
We don't need him, even though I'm low-key devastated. I'm happy we gave Janine some tickets, hey?
Yeah, this is true. Hey, we've got, after 8 o'clock, we've got the 5 in 10, $160 to give away
in that. We sure do.
And also, don't forget the $1,000 HIT VIP shopping spree. Go to hit.com.au for all the details.
Now at hits.com.au.
All right. Well, Nick Jonas actually had a huge fear after the band split, Bodge. He feared that they would never speak again because they have this huge, hectic conversation. Nick brought it up with the bros, with his bros, and basically he just said, look, at the moment we're not putting out music that we're really proud of. Then they split, and he said it was pretty rough, but he had no idea that they would actually get back together after that because they didn't speak for ages about it, kind of like split the family apart. So he was like, look, I'm happy that we're back together and happy that we are, yeah, putting out music that we're proud of now, not that we're
ashamed. Well, one song.
Mate, there's more than one song. I don't know the others, but that's not the point.
Nah, sucker, that's it. That's the only song.
Oh, you...
So he should change that. I'm happy that we've put out a song that we're okay with.
Well, I can get in contact with his publicist and see what they say.
I'll message his missus on Instagram. Sophie Turner.
Oh, God, she is such a babe. All right, Khloe Kardashian has actually gone to a prom with a super fan.
I thought that was interesting. You always think of them as kind of like a bit too good for that sort of stuff.
Yeah, like, well, look, Khloe's always been, like, called the nice one out of them all. And basically,
oh, really?
Yeah. And she's gone to Hoover High School prom 2019 with a super fan. Now they're Insta friends. And I actually went onto the guy's Insta and, like, yeah, just had a little look. And he is such a fan. Like, all of his posts, he's got a lot more followers now, actually.
But hang on, wait, sorry. He's a guy posting. Is he, like, you know, is he ugly? Is he hot?
I think he's gay. But basically, he absolutely...
Why didn't he take a fella?
What do you mean?
Why didn't he just take a fella to the...
I don't know. He was looking... Literally, like, he's obsessed with the Kardashians. Like, he was, yeah, his whole Instagram is all about it. So,
yeah, right.
Basically, he had the best night ever. And Khloe goes, thanks. But she posted a little comment saying something like, thanks for making all my prom dreams come true.
Well, I mean, she's going to be...
I don't think she ever went to her prom. I think she dropped out of school.
Yeah. Well, she didn't need it, did she, clearly?
Clearly not.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Cass and Bodge on hit.
Check out this headline, right?
Macquarie.
Oh, sorry.
Let me do the thingy.
Do your thing, Bodge. Do your thing.
No, I've done it.
All right. Taxpayers. Listen to this, right? Taxpayers fork out millions for Meghan's lavish clothes, baby shower and home renos. Now, when I see that this morning, I'm like, okay, why is this so sensational? Always about Meghan Markle. I'm here to say that about a week ago, I spoke about the Me Hive. Now, I want to join the Me Hive. That's my thing today. I'm just over it. The Me Hive is a group of people on social media, and I'm pretty sure they're based in America. They got people from all over who've actually just joined the Meghan Markle Sussex squad, the Me Hive. It's for anyone who's going to back her, because I think it was something like she's had, oh, I hope this stat is right, off the top of my head, 25,000 over that just this year, like bullying claims, basically.
Yeah,
like
right.
People have bought, like, that's how many separate individual times she's been bullied this year. And this is the Me Hive. That's what they're saying.
Can we take a step back there? Me Hive, what does it stand for?
Meghan Markle's Beehive. You know how it's a beehive? It's like a group, right?
Right.
It's Meghan Markle's group, basically, and they've just named it the Me Hive. You know how people who follow Beyonce are called, like, the Beehive?
I did not know this. No, I did not know this.
I am to enlighten you.
No, I thought they were just, you know, music fans. I didn't think they had names.
Yeah, well...
Makes sense, though.
It does make sense.
Because I followed the Wiggles when I was little, and I was called a Wiggler. Were you not called a Wiggler?
Yeah, but...
I was a little Wiggle.
Okay. Who's your favourite?
Greg.
Why would you have Greg as your favourite?
He's the best wiggle. Shut up. He's the best wiggle. Get back to your story.
Oh, my goodness.
Best damn wiggle.
Look, people are saying that the fact that Meghan is having all these extravagant clothes and they've spent, what was it? Yeah, over $100,000 on a dress.
Right.
Then what they did was they went and did the whole $4.5 million upgrade to their farmhouse and then a couple of mil on the upgrade in the Sussex house where they are right now. I'm sorry, that's not Meghan's fault. Why is everyone blaming that on Meghan?
I mean, I kind of feel like if you're a part of the royal family, you're going to be using a lot of taxpayer dollars and a lot of stuff, and that's why there's a lot of people that aren't royalists anymore.
Yeah.
Like Rich here at the station, he's from Hull and he's moved out here. He just wants to get away from him. He hates it.
He does absolutely hate it.
That's not why he moved out here, but, you know.
For love.
Yeah.
He moved here for love.
I know.
But look, I actually genuinely feel bad for her, and I don't know whether there's like some process that you have to go through to like join the Me Hive. And I don't consider myself a royalist stop. I don't consider myself a royalist. I don't consider myself someone who, you know, really has to take a stand on these type of sensational headlines. But I actually genuinely feel bad for her because I watched a documentary that spoke about how on her baby shower, she went back to America and was in New York for it and invited some of her friends. And like what, there was three celebrities or something. And everyone's like, well, she just cares about celebrities and this status. She was a celebrity. She is a celebrity before. So that's why she has some of these friends.
Yeah.
And they made these bouquets. I don't know if that's something that you do at baby showers. I didn't do that. They had this florist come in and they were all making bouquets and they sent it off to different hospitals around New York and a little bit out of Manhattan to give to charity and to give to hospitals with sick kids in it and for people who couldn't afford that, which isn't a huge thing, but it's something that's nice. Like, I don't think she's that bad. Like,
To be fair, right, if you've got a bunch of flowers that taxpayers paid for and they're really, really nice flowers and then you've used them and gone, well, these are going to go bad probably by the end of the week. I know what we'll do because if we chuck them, it'll look bad. We'll give them to some sick and dying children and they can have them and then the nurses can clean them up afterwards and then we look good. We look good because we're giving them expensive flowers that we didn't pay for anyway.
What's the opposite of a me hive? That's what you need to join.
Bodge hive.
No.
A bodge hive. Get
up with Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit. Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's
go. Bodge, we've got $160 on the line and we've got Chloe straight out of Ewenguy Creek. You're on the road. Good morning, Chloe.
Morning, how are you?
Good. Where are you off to?
I'm just off to work in Kempsey.
Oh, there you beauty. Go. And how's your Monday? Happy Monday, by the way.
Thank you. It's going all right so far.
Well, we hope
it'll
we can
get a bit better.
Yeah. Well, we hope we can give you $160. You got 10 seconds and we need 5 correct answers from you, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Good luck, Chloe.
All right, Chloe. In 10 seconds, we need you to name for us 5... What?
Are you there?
What was the beep noise? Oh, yeah. I thought you said something.
We thought you beeped.
We need you to name us 5 breeds of snake. Go.
Taipan, red belly, black snake, brown snake, eastern, brown, green,
all right,
snake.
All right.
All right, Chloe.
All right, smart ass. All right.
Good Jesus. Question, Bodge. Oh. Oh, goodness.
Do you know what, Chloe? I'm not going to give it to you because you're a smart ass.
No, she's getting the money.
Yay!
Are you a snake enthusiast or are you scared of snakes?
I actually like snakes, but I listen to the reptile show at different ag shows.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So have you ever, like, held a snake? Or, like, do you know what I mean? Oh, God. I've only held one at a zoo. I'm not about that holding snake life.
I'm out, Cass.
What do you mean?
To be honest. This morning, Chloe, I know this is good news for you, but I thought I don't know how long you've been listening to this show for, but there's a rule that I generally don't get to ask the questions.
I like this question.
Yeah, Chloe's happy, mate. Chloe, what are you going to spend the $160 on?
Myself. Probably treat myself to something.
Girlfriend, do you know what it is that you're going to do or are you just going to think about it?
I'll probably go to the beautician's and get a facial.
I was about to say that. Well, treat yourself. Stay in the line. We'll grab your deets. Well done. Snake enthusiast life. It has helped you today.
The 5 in 10, thanks to Newton's, the only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. I'm sorry, Cass. You know what?
Why are you sorry? I'm happy. I like giving the money away.
I thought it was... I was like, this one's going to stump them. I don't know why I thought that was going to be the case.
You know what you didn't do? Red flag, mate. You didn't test me.
No, I didn't test you.
There you go.
And then Chloe rattles off about 50...
You know what? I reckon she's like the next Bindio and good on it.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, Hit FM this morning. Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.